Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Aber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Aber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Keene goes all the way around to score. Hatfield moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hatfield picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hatfield. Rosen moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rosen. Boone moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ginsburg scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Smith reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Swift reaches second base with a double. K-Line scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber is 0-for-1 in the game. Aber hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. Sushok is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Hatfield scores. Mullen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gray pinch runs for Bob Swift. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber is 0-for-2 in the game. Aber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Batts now catching. Don Lund now playing right field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn strikes out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing center field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson now playing first base. Jerry Pretty now playing third base. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter pinch hits for Bob Feller. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Smith reaches second base with a double. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Tigers. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber is 0 for 3 in the game. Aber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pretty fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.